With over 200 flavor notes to discover, Woodford Reserve is more than just a spirit. It's a spectacle for the senses. Toast to 150 years of the Kentucky Derby with the best bet in bourbon. Raise a glass of Woodford Reserve on this monumental celebration.
Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Carmen and Yurko, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
All right, away we go on this Tuesday. I dropped the ball earlier. I should have been rolling some sort of recording device in our office around 11 today. Dalla and I both wish we had our phones out recording Yurko's conversation with a nice young woman at a hotel somewhere.
Irma. I had to make a reservation.
There's nothing like...
We're about a month away. I'm a month away from an outing up at Whistling Straight and the Irish course.
Some golf. And so Yurko called to reserve his hotel room. He asked if there were any Villas available.
Yeah.
And the woman...
Well, I said my friends were staying in the Villas.
The Villas. This is all on speakerphone, mind you. So we heard all this unfold. Abdal and I were sitting there just shaking our heads. My friends are staying in a Villa. And the very nice woman said, a what? A Villa. She said, what is... I don't know what you're talking about.
I said, a villa.
Yurko said, a villa. And she said, oh, a villa. I know what a villa is. I don't know what a villa is. To which Yurko responded, well, that's my Spanish background. To which she responded, I'm Mexican and I don't know.
I go, then you should know. I go, how did they spell Pancho Villa's name?
Amazing.
How did they spell Pancho Villa's name?
I do believe it's V-I-L.
It's identical. Yes. If anybody should have understood, it should have been Irma.
It was amazing. She goes, oh, well, and I'm Mexican. I don't know.
I asked for the Packer discount, which they didn't have last year. I was hoping that they implemented.
She goes, I'll have you know I used to play for the Packers.
That's right.
I asked for a Packer discount last year, and they said it wasn't available. I'm wondering if you added such a discount.
A Packer discount.
And she said no, to which Yurko replied, well, is there any way I could get a fruit basket or some chocolates or something?
Yeah, a little something extra.
It's amazing. There's
silence on the other side.
Oh, God. There's truly nobody like this guy ever in the history of the world. I mean, ever.
He says,
a Packer discount.
Is it possible? Now, mind you, this is in Wisconsin. Is it possible to get an ocean view? I mean, lake. And she goes, yeah, you've got a lake view.
Oh,
he goes, Yurko. Perfect.
Perfect.
The former Packer does get the lake view.
Perfect.
That is wonderful. Any chance I can get an ocean view? Nobody like him, folks. One of a kind. I wish we were rolling on that entire exchange. I don't know what's better, villa thing,
yeah,
or I'm inquiring about the ex-Packer discount. I played for the Packers in the 90s.
Sometimes they have it. Sometimes they have it in the great state of Wisconsin. Once a Packer, always a Packer.
And
remember
that. Do they really have like...
Yeah, some places will have it. You know,
fabulous.
You played for the Pack, you get a little bit of a discount.
Just incredible.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Incredible.
I stayed there last year, so I was hoping to have
maybe
a repeat customer discount. They did have as part of a golf package. I did get that discount.
You are awesome.
So I did get a discount. At the end of the day, there was a little something. You know who I learned from? Sylvie. There's nothing Subby does without reminding him he's a member of the media.
That's true.
Do you have a media discount?
That's
obviously
true.
We're going to talk about it afterwards, you know, the whole ball of wax.
I've lived that firsthand.
I mean, I've
been in Vegas with Sylvie where he drops the... And,
thank
you know, shockingly, I was always amazed at how often it actually got us something for free.
Something. Yeah, it got you something.
I'm like, why do they care what ESPN in Chicago... But then Sylvie would say, trust me. And he would, like, work it in and he'd drop his business card... When we used to carry business cards around, that's how long ago this was. And, like, shockingly, we'd get to the front of the line sometimes, or we'd get something for free. I'm like, how do you do that? How exactly are you pulling that off?
You just got to say it.
He was never afraid to drop that.
You expected that you were going to get something because of it.
Yeah, like, he'd call the Venetian, and he'd book us hotel rooms, and he'd, like, drop the ESPN Chicago, and somehow we'd get, like, a media rate.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's pretty impressive, actually.
The media rate's a real rate. It's out there in the real world.
Yeah, it really is.
And guess what she's in charge of? She's in charge of the buttons.
Mm.
And she's got access to all the buttons that can make that room for half price. So we were having a good time. We had a little bit of a rapport. I don't know if you noticed it. I noticed
did. By the
right
end
away.
Of the conversation, I think she was smitten with Yurko.
Early on, it was rough.
It was rough early on.
It was tough sledding.
But I think you really won her over, I think she was smitten by
like
the end.
Like a salmon swimming up a stream with the bears sitting up there on the thing waiting for me, the Grizzlies.
The Villa Villa thing was great. And then when he confronted us with Pancho Villa, I was like, well, I guess he's
right.
I never once heard anybody call a Villa a Villa, ever.
Two L's together in the Spanish language.
It's true.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, you can't argue with it. It's just the truth.
Her retort was so priceless, though. It was just amazing.
Dahl and I are looking at each other like,
how do we not have a
what
camera?
A sweetheart. What a sweetheart she was. Either way.
Nobody like you.
The room is reserved for that night. We're going to have it. We're going to play Whistling Straits. You got to utilize
I'm
the room.
Jealous.
Next day, I'm playing the Irish course up there.
I am jealous.
It's the summer of golf for Johnny Handsome.
When are you doing this?
And you know what I've done? Honest to heavens, I think I've done it this way.
I'm jealous.
I got the CDJ book here, right?
Yeah. That's the magazine.
Every course is advertised in here, I believe that I'm going to be playing at some point this summer.
Really?
I still got two foursomes at the club at Lac La Belle.
First of all, the club at Lac La Belle, which has been a partner of ours in the past, looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
I've never played there.
What's on the inside of the back cover?
Whistling Straits
and Black Wolf Run, right?
Host of six majors in the Ryder Cup.
Right. So we've got
why does the club at Lac La Belle looks incredible?
It does. We got 20 guys going up north for this trip.
Is that right?
20 guys going up north.
All this guy does is go on golf trips and play poker. I'm jealous.
Bolingbrook Golf Club, we've played once in our lifetime. I'm thinking about playing every course in the magazine this year.
I've played 100 rounds of Bolingbrook. It's a great course.
Sunset Valley, I think we've played that before. We've been up that neck of the nape.
I don't think I have, actually.
I've never played the Den at Fox Creek. They're here.
Should we just go through and see which courses Yurko has and hasn't played?
Palatine Hills is another one on the must play list. You're amazing. Can't wait to do that.
Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, this is what it's all about.
Sunset Valley. I've never played Sunset Valley.
When I'm going with the Dutch guys, all the Dutch guys, Van Vieren and all the guys, right there, Tullymore in Michigan. I'll be playing that. Should see the deal we got on that. You think I negotiate, rough. You should listen to these Dutch guys negotiate. I'm telling you.
Oh, Harborside. I've played Harborside.
Yeah.
It really is the summer of Yurko coming up here.
You guys are welcome to come along.
I want to play some golf.
All you got to do is get a little time off, man. You guys are with Cog Hill. I played Cog. You know, a member there. Ozzie Guillen.
Well, they don't have memberships at Cog
Hill.
Yes, they do.
They sell
like
Yes, they do. Ozzie's a member over at Whatchamacallit.
I did not know that.
Look, I drank Tito's before.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everything in this magazine.
Ozzie's got to be. Ozzie and Chuck are fine. Our very own Connor McKnight. You know, they won't say it.
I have not played Arcadia Bluffs, and I don't know if it's on our schedule. I don't know if it's on our schedule when we go to Michigan.
I want to play that course.
Arcadia Bluffs is on the schedule. That is an absolute bonus.
I've heard it is great.
It is something to behold.
They won't say it, but how hard of a... I mean, like, what do you think the outlook is like in their minds, for Connor, for Ozzie, for Chuck? I've covered some bad teams. The early 2000s Bulls.
Doing the 10 straight losses for the postgame show for the Chicago Bears on the radio was hard, man.
Yeah, but that's the Bears. First of all, that's football, and the season is still only 17 games.
And it's only once a week. I get to be depressed. Imagine watching that every single night.
Like, what do you do if it's, like, April 16th and you're covering the worst team in the league and maybe the worst team in Chicago sports history? Some will say somebody called yesterday and brought it up on Waddle and Sylvie. Was it the 69 Bears that went 1-13? Is that right, Yerk?
I believe you're right.
69 Bears,
69
I believe.
Bears, yes.
I covered some real horse bleep Bulls teams late 90s, early 2000s. And I mean bad. Like, you know, 17 wins.
They were off.
You got no hope. This team might be even worse. And you've got 5.5 months of it. Like, oh. Ozzie's going to be playing a lot of golf. He's going to be taking a lot of sick days, would be my guess. The Chuck's going to be by himself on the postgame show.
Call
He's
those,
call Scott Podsednik to pinch hit.
Like, if they're 5-30.
Which they could be.
Yeah. Ozzie will be taking some mental health days. I think you're going to have to put a rotation of guys in there on the postgame show.
You are going to need it.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be arduous.
It is ponderous, be what
man.
It is.
Ponderous.
French Lick, the Pete Dye course down at French Lick.
That's another one I've heard is great. No,
it's a drive, Carm.
You playing that?
You better get the Winnebago out for that one.
I don't own a Winnebago.
That's going to be a haul.
I don't.
Just north of Evansville by about 30, 40 miles.
Yeah, I don't know where I don't have a
Winnebago. Yeah, 65 doesn't run the French Lick, my friend.
It doesn't?
Nope.
You got to divert.
You're going to be diverting. There's going to be some diversion.
Well, I won't play any of those courses this summer. I hope to play a round or two with you like I did last year, and that'll be about it. So maybe we'll go out and play. What's that fun one we played in Michigan last year with our guy Chris and with Viking Scott?
Oh, Lost Dunes.
Lost Dunes. That place was great.
Nice track.
Oh, man.
Good lunch.
I had fun with you that day.
That's a private course, Carm. You've got to be invited.
You know people,
Yurko. You just can't go gallivanting up there thinking you're going to go do something up there.
No, I know. You know people.
That's Coach Ditka's friend up there.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah. Coach.
Coach. Good old coach. I still see Coach Ditka's fart on our screen.
The Giants.
Since we were talking about farting a couple of weeks
ago. It's one of the finest farts ever on national television.
Coach Ditka.
The Giants.
One of the finest
ever. Trying to say he was moving on the chair. Come on, Coach.
I still get a little sad when I go by Chestnut and Michigan Avenue and Ditka's is gone. You know, Ditka's in Oak Brook is alive and well.
Still there.
Grill 89 is a great place. I would go there with the kids a lot because they have a menu that's suitable for kids. They also have just great burgers and other stuff.
Where's that at, Grill 89?
Grill 89's in Westmont. It's like Ogden and Route 83. So it's close to Ditka's Oak Brook. It's just like more of like a grill room instead of like the slightly fancier Ditka's.
Right.
Our guy Carlos, you remember Carlos, who used to always be with us at Ditka's on Chestnut.
They had to bring 4 pork chops up for Sylvie to go that one
Correct.
Time.
Like Carlos is usually still serving over at Grill 89. It's good to pop in and see him from time to time. So I go, but anytime I'm by the old original Ditka's and all the Ditka shows we did over the years, whether it was us or Waddle and Sylvie, and I don't know, what was it, 10, 12 years worth of Ditka shows? Probably 12 Bear seasons,
slew of them.
And we would do the show. I get sad sometimes. I'm like that, you know, Coach is down in Florida and he's not around as much and he's not. Coach is old and he's not in great shape, and like Ditka's is gone. The original one is gone. It makes me
sad sometimes.
Probably
still yelling at people on the golf course. Get out of my way.
He probably is.
Coach didn't like slow play.
Listen, Coach is in his 80s. You know, and that's body took a beating, lived a hard life at times. You know, like he's old. We're old, Yurko. We're getting
You ain't
old.
Gotta tell me, champ. I feel it every day.
Kenny Holtzman passed. Moment of silence for former Cub legend and former Oakland A who helped the A's win 3 consecutive World Series in the 70s. Kenny Holtzman passed. Thank you very kindly. I believe two no-hitters.
Left-hander.
For the Cubs. Is that right, Yurko? Two? Yeah. Not one, but two?
And pitched for the Oakland A's.
Well, that's what I said. He was part of that great dynasty in the 70s.
Sure he was.
I believe two no-hitters. I think I have that right for the Cubs. And yes, the former lefty. So Kenny Holtzman passed. Whitey Herzog also passed as a couple of baseball legends.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, Whitey Herzog was 93.
Happens in threes, Carm. Who's next?
I don't know, Yurk. Somebody else from baseball? New mock draft is out. Like yesterday, it's a mock draft that features the Bears moving out, even with quality wide receivers, some would say future star wide receivers available. Will the board actually fall this way? We're going to debate and discuss that coming up next. Got another 4-pack of tickets to Marian Hossa's charity event tomorrow night to give away. So stick around if you want to attend that. We gave away a couple of 4-packs yesterday. We will have the lunch rush today. We're going to talk baseball with Jesse Rogers at 2. 312-332-3776 if you want to ring us up. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
Zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
To keeper. Williams running for his life. Fires to the end zone. Jeff Ball, touchdown, Rice. Open that time. Unorthodox, but deadly.
It's going to be Caleb Williams in a Bears uniform come September, Yurko. It's happening. We're just over a week away from the draft.
Let's hope he's the answer. That's all we can do.
Yes, I'm
hoping. Once he gets picked, we got to hope he's the answer.
My fingers are crossed. And I hope he's the answer. Yes.
He acclimates himself. He gets along with all his teammates. He gets a firm grasp of what the offense is. And that transfers to the football field. That's what we can hope for.
Sylvie was saying yesterday, he talked to someone at Hallis Hall that said, I think someone that was there at one of the dinners and... like, the reports couldn't be more glowing. We've heard this a lot. And I guess whomever was there that was relaying this to Sylvie said the thing that they were most impressed by was the fact that he put his phone in his back pocket and didn't touch it. Which, you know, you think...
That's a good thing at dinner. That's common sense. Yeah, it's a good thing anyway.
Common sense for older generations, right, for young kids, not as much.
Yeah.
And Sylvie was describing it as like what he had heard from this person is that they absolutely think he's terrific. I hope it's all real. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I'm with you. Like, I hope it translates, that it works, that they finally hit a home run, that that he's the answer. Fingers crossed. But they're drafting him.
Right.
Peter Schrager's newest mock draft from the NFL Network does have the Bears, of course, selecting Caleb Williams one overall. This is happening. And he writes, as I've reported, the Bears had a great meeting with Caleb at the NFL Scouting Combine, followed by a pair of enjoyable dinners in L.A. before the USC Pro Day and Chicago before the quarterback's visit to Hallis. The team is all in, and from what I'm told, so is Williams. Good.
All right.
Okay, then.
Positive. That's positive.
Positive. Jaden Daniels, 2 to Washington. Drake May, 3 to New England. Then he's got a projected trade. With the Cardinals, he's got the Giants, Yurko, moving up to 4 to take J.J. McCarthy. So here's another mock with quarterbacks going 1, 2, 3, 4. Never happened before.
Never.
Never happened.
It's never happened before. They're being overdrafted.
Got the Giants going up there after knowing they made, I don't know if I'd call it a mistake. I mean, there's a very easy out here with Daniel Jones. It's after this year. I mean, right. I know it was a lot of money, but in the grand scheme of things, like, it's 2 years and they can very easily move on. And if this scenario happens, that's what they're doing. So I wouldn't say like a grave mistake. Daniel Jones is exactly what most of us told you he is. And that's not very good. And the Giants know it. And so I could see something like this happening.
So they're moving on from it.
I could see something like this happening, but this is just his projection. Giants move up, make the trade with Arizona, grab J.J. McCarthy.
Great.
Chargers take Marvin Harrison Jr. The Chargers would have to love that if Marvin Harrison Jr. is sitting there for them at 5, right?
Sure. All right. Yep. 6.
Roma Dunze to the Cardinals at 6. Because remember, they flopped with the Giants.
There you go.
They take Roma Dunze. So Dunze goes before neighbors in this one, according to Peter Schrager. Titans get their man in Joe Alt. Falcons take Dallas Turner. Boy, those two.
How
those
you do
two,
not take Malik Nabers at 9?
He's got the Bears ridiculous. Moving out.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
Big Z had it yesterday.
If Nabers is there at 9 and you don't take him and you take a receiver later on and he doesn't hit, El Kabong on the Chicago Bears.
Here's his scenario.
Okay, so let me hear what
he's got.
Happens.
The Colts coming up to the Bears spot at 9, and the Bears going back to 15. Indianapolis sends Chicago a future second-round pick in order to move up 6 spots and pounce on neighbors.
A future pick, like
future
later on?
Second-round pick.
Like Friday's second-round pick?
Doesn't say. It says a future second-round pick. I don't know if that means next year. The Colts take neighbors. The Jets take Bowers. The Vikings take Terry and Arnold. The Broncos take Latu.
And the Bears take
the Raiders take Fashanu. The Saints take Fauga. And the Bears take J.C. Latham at 15 from Alabama. And
the
he writes.
From Alabama.
Yes. And he writes, after piling up more draft capital by trading back, the Bears still land a stud offensive tackle. Latham could be the second OT taken on draft night. Some teams like him that much. If the board falls this way, Chicago adds a big pedigreed bookend who can join last year's first-round tackle, Darnell Wright, in protecting new franchise quarterback Caleb Williams. But I don't know, man, if Adunze and Nabers continue to sit there and you've got an opportunity, even though, yeah, they could use another offensive lineman perhaps, I tend to think that the Bears like their left tackle more than most people do in the media or fans do for...
I got to find Indianapolis.
It's just my guess.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'm looking for Indy's second pick right now. It would be the 46th pick.
Now, I don't know if he means that pick or a pick in a future year.
Well, it's a future pick because it would be Friday, right? Friday, theoretically, is in the future from Thursday.
It is.
Right.
I would agree with you.
Well, I'm looking at the pick to see where it's at. 46th pick. You don't have a second rounder. So the 46th pick would theoretically be.
Could be good.
A good one. I don't even know what the hell they got. 2 first-rounders, right? 2 first-rounders and then nothing.
Well, the Bears, you wait all the way till 75, right?
75, yeah, third-rounders. So the 46th
pick. Wait all the way till 75.
46th pick would certainly be nice than the 75th pick.
And it'd be nice.
To move down. You're going to pass on those wide receivers. Is Keenan Allen going to play for 10 years? Or
no, he's not. That's why I would tread lightly. Unless they feel like it's such a deep class. They'll add some capital, have a pick in the second round, potentially, like you said, grab a receiver there and still grab an alignment. But I don't know that they want to upgrade their left tackle spot as much as everybody thinks. Maybe they do. This is a pure guess, honestly. I think they like Braxton Jones more than maybe what the outside perception is. But who knows? This is why next Thursday will be fun, come 9, to be quite honest. Because there are going to be options that present themselves, especially if four quarterbacks go in the top four picks. Because it's going to leave one of those receivers, in all likelihood, available for your choosing.
Oh, yeah.
I personally would want the Bears to grab one of those guys. That's me personally. Not to say they can't do just as well by getting a receiver later, adding another alignment. I get all that. I would want them to grab Neighbors or Odunze.
Right, so my guessing if I'm looking at Indianapolis and I'm trying to get the best pick I can out of Indianapolis, is Indianapolis going to be better next year than they were this year?
Well, I mean, you would think if Anthony Richardson is what they believe and if he can actually stay healthy, I would think yes. I think they've got a good coach who could do a lot of interesting things with Anthony Richardson.
So for me, the 46th pick is of much more value than, say, the 50th or the 55th pick. Which, if they make the playoffs next year, that's where they're going to be picking in that general area. So
that's true.
I'm sorry.
You have to get this year's second?
I'm sorry, but I would want this year's second if that's the scenario that ends up playing out. That's all.
So that's Schrager's mock. Another mock that has the Bears passing on one of those two stud receivers if they're there. What do you think about that, Bears fans? Do you want them to stay at 9 if Odunze or Neighbors are there and grab one of the two? 312-332-3776 is the phone number. At some point, I think they might have to add a center before they add a left tackle, to be honest.
Well, they've added two.
I know, but it seemed I heard Thayer yesterday with Waddle and Sylvie when they asked him, like, have they solved the problems? No, I don't think you think they have. I don't think Thayer thinks they have.
If they ended up drafting, I mean, their center is still the weakest of all their positions.
That's what I'm saying.
Even with the two additions, still the weakest.
Let's go to Rob in Berlin. What's up, Rob?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, it's funny. You guys were just talking about it, and it's just the offensive line. I'm scared. You know, I'm scared that we're going to have a repeat of last year. This guy running for his life. The guys they picked up, they were backups. They're not even starters. So, you know, my belief is that we have to, that number 9 pick, that we got to move it back. And if we move back, not even that far back, in the later first round and the early second round, maybe we could get 2 picks. And we could pick up that big offensive lineman, the center, Powers, or another
Powers.
Big guard. Yeah, or there's another big guard out there. There's a couple of guys that could really help us shore us up. And just look at any of the top teams. Look at the Lions. Look at the Chiefs. Look at the Eagles. It's the offensive line.
The Chiefs have done it in quite a remarkable way as they've changed left tackle so often. Rob, thanks for the phone call. Now they got a stud center who's young and controllable, and that's been good for them. But what is Mahomes going on? His 4th left tackle in 5 years? Isn't that right? They've gone from
Orlando Brown was there.
Donovan Smith to Orlando Brown. Who was there before? Why am I blanking? Eric Fisher, one of those years, and then a 4th, right? Won't this will be like a 4th or 5th. This might be his 5th left tackle. And they just keep going AFC title games and ripping off Super Bowl wins. Isn't that odd? It's like Fisher, Smith, Brown. Maybe it was those 3, and this will be the 4th. I don't know. I feel like I'm missing one, though, too. I have to go back and refresh my memory. It's crazy how they've done it there. Ron's in Park Ridge. What's up, Ron?
Yes, calling. Thank you for taking my call. I have a thank you to shout out and also a suggestion.
Got it. Go ahead.
About 6 months ago, you mentioned the importance of exercising one's hands, especially for someone like me who's on the elder side of the age scale, to help prevent carpal tunnel and arthritis. So thank you very much for that.
You got it, my man.
And I also have a suggestion.
Yes.
You fellas like talking about food and drink.
Yes.
How about a pizza eating or pizza contest? You fellas talk about the corner booth, and the other fellas talk about the Connie's cornmeal.
Yes.
If the bosses allow it, how about telling us which ones you prefer?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't mind the idea. Yeah, right. Yeah, thanks.
Not a problem. I had some corner booth yesterday, the meat lovers.
Yeah?
Phenomenal. Unfortunately, I dropped half of it on the ground yesterday, but salvaged the other half.
How did that happen?
You don't want to know.
Okay.
Upon removal from the oven, it slipped out of my hand. It hit the top of the oven. It started to slide. I dropped the towels trying to salvage the pizza as it was sliding toward the floor.
No.
It landed in my hand, but because it's in the process of baking and it's hot,
Half of it hit the ground. Okay. And then the other half I got, I carried over, plopped down, salvageable, was eaten, and Jakey cleaned up the other part, okay. The other half
That's
of
good.
It.
That's good. You didn't pick
you
it
want
up
to talk about a whole heartbroken
oh,
man.
I bet. I see a half a corner booth pizza.
Half a pie on the ground. I was like, oh, no.
I'm all
Lord.
For a little pizza combo sit down with like Waddle and Sylvie, Black and Abdallah.
I'll get the corner booth pies.
Oh, man, I'm down for that. Are you kidding me?
We'll sit there. We can record it.
And yes, exercise your hands. Ron is right.
Of course.
This all started with the Tyson Bagent phenomenon because of the old man.
Do you got the rice?
No, I have the strength grip trainer that has been approved by, is it, why do I forget the old man's name all the time? Is it Tyler Bagent or
Tucker.
It's not Tucker. What's Tyson Bagent's dad's
Poindexter.
Name?
Poindexter.
It's not Poindexter.
Bagent.
I can't think of
the arm wrestler, right?
Poindexter Bagent. Yeah, the arm wrestler. Yeah. Tyler Bagent, I think. And it's
Travis,
damn it.
Come on, it's
he's
like
gonna ring my
upstairs.
Neck.
It's like whacker.
Travis Bagent. It's the Travis Bagent grip strength trainer approved. Yes, you work your forearms and your grip and your the strength
in
your
work
hands.
Your fingers out to in though.
Yeah. Well,
out
there's a
in,
he's got a whole Yurko, there's a whole bunch of stuff
exercises?
That comes in this kit.
I can imagine.
Yeah, you know.
I myself, thank God I'm ambidextrous. You know what I'm saying?
Ambidextrous.
I work both hands equally, fortunately for me.
I know.
Not only that, supinate and pronate the wrist also.
Supinate,
yeah,
pronate?
That's absolutely. And for the people that were on Twitch, they could see Carmen do that.
People on YouTube,
yeah.
Follow our YouTube channel. You could subscribe to the our very own
Tell
YouTube channel, Carmen and Yurko.
Press, I forget what the...
Like and subscribe.
The jargon is, oh, like and subscribe, yeah.
It's just on YouTube, search Watch at it. Carmen and Yurko. That's it. And you can like and subscribe to... Please do that. We're trying to build the following on YouTube.
I'll bring a couple of pies tomorrow. We'll
do
cook
it.
Them up.
No, tomorrow's the stupid Olive Garden thing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I
when you're here, you're family.
Yeah. But if I sense rain...
Yeah, bring the pies.
If I sense rain, it means we're working. I'll bring the pies.
When you're here, you're family.
Oh, boy. Our draft coverage is brought to you by the great folks at the Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana. We'll take more of your Bears NFL draft calls coming up. Yeah, family.
When you're here, you're family.
Paisans over there. 312-332-3776. Would you be upset if the Bears passed on Neighbors or Adunze? Do you think it could be wise to add... to a few different areas of this team and grab a receiver later in a deep receiving draft. Let us know what you think. We'll take more of your NFL calls coming up next.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. If you missed something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Oh, the sun is out now. Maybe rain later. I don't know if the White Sox are going to get their game in.
It's cooling off this weekend. Did you know that?
Yeah, I saw that. Tomorrow, if they play, it's a day game, and we'll hit the Olive Garden.
When you're here, you're family.
So, this is me. I am the rain king. But go do some rain dancing. I'm going to play Purple Rain.
Blind Melon.
I'm going to just keep
on rain.
Yeah, that is Blind Melon. Good call, Yurk, right?
Remember that?
Yeah.
It was a great little song. The girl dressed as the bumblebee.
Adam Duritz, by the way, friend of Black and Abdallah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
At Columbia College.
He was, I believe he was our second guest
that's
when
awesome.
We had a show together in college.
Amazing. Adam, I mean, that's big time. They're in college. They're getting Adam Duritz on.
Uh-huh. Who's bigger, Bill Burr or Adam Duritz?
Bill Burr.
I think Burr has now... taken over that.
I think he has.
Now, yes.
But back then.
I think at the time.
Adam Duritz was a big deal still.
Yeah, at the time, sure.
Like rock and roll stars are still like, they're pretty, they're unlike any other celebrities almost.
And this was like fresh off of his hiatus because he had like a mental breakdown.
Right.
So this was like he was doing media right after that.
Awesome. I'm going to be praying for the rains and I just hope to keep kicking the can, you know, down the road. Maybe there's a rain out tomorrow. We have a full show. Yurko's not going to like me praying for a full show.
He's
not hoping for a truncated show.
I don't have a problem.
But I think the forecast tomorrow is okay. But what if they play like some weird doubleheader and they don't start till 3 tomorrow? I'm off the hook then. It's going to rain tonight. Are they playing baseball tonight? I'm praying for rain so our Little League game is postponed. We got a numbers issue.
What's going on?
I don't have time in the day, Yurko.
What's happening? We ain't got pitchers. Too many guys pitch six innings.
We don't have
innings.
A catcher.
Well, I mean, you guys put your team together. What the hell's the problem?
Like, we're in a pickle tonight. Like,
you guys didn't get draft catcher? You guys couldn't find a catcher?
I think Gio's going to have to catch. My son catching is not position A.
Carm, I ended up on an all-star team when I was in grade school. Never even played organized baseball. I went to the practice because my buddy's dad was running the practice, and they only had eight guys.
And they were like,
go out to play right field. No, go play right.
All right.
But I could play baseball, so it wasn't a problem.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't an issue. Go play right. Then, fine, I'm just out there for practice, having a good time. He goes, I need you for the games. We went out to Harvey, and we played two games in Harvey.
You do okay?
I did fine. Caught the ball, threw the ball to second place for a double play, put the bat on the ball.
All right.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I was an all-star. Never played baseball.
When
you were an all-star.
But I was an all-star.
Praying for rain. I'm praying for it tonight a little bit.
Yeah, all right.
I need the rains. We'll see.
I don't think you should do that. The White Sox need every fan through the gates they can get right
fan,
now. Every fan. Things are tough.
There were 10,000 people there last night.
I think you're afraid.
I'm afraid of eating at Olive Garden.
No,
yes.
I think you're afraid you might like it a little bit.
No.
I think you might come out of there and be like, you know what?
That's funny, Adam.
This isn't that bad.
That's pretty good.
You're worried about how much it tastes good.
That's pretty funny, actually.
And you're paying, right?
No. Zetterman was just down here.
We talked to Danny yesterday after the show.
Yeah, he was not happy with the way you handled
down
things.
That you are paying.
Call him up.
He just said he's in a meeting. He just said, I got to go to a meeting. He's in meetings all day.
The last thing he said to us before he left yesterday, he said he didn't agree with your... Your thought here.
Where would he be getting this that I'm
you
paying?
Lost the bet.
The bet wasn't that I take you guys to lunch. The bet was I have to eat at Olive Garden. If the bet were if you lose, Carmen, you take us to lunch, I'd be taking us to Chicago Cut or Joe's.
Okay. All right. So let me raise my hand. Why are the three of us going then?
Yeah.
Because isn't this a you have to go on your own? Like
No.
He got a kick out of it. You have to eat at Olive Garden.
This is why. When guys lose their fantasy football leagues, they have to go to a Waffle House and have a waffle per hour that they're there for 24 hours. This is the same thing. It's your bet that you lost.
The guy pays for his own tattoo. If he loses, they get to decide what the tattoo is. But the guy that lost has to pay for his own tattoo.
He does?
Yeah, nobody else got to pay for it.
Yeah,
you lost. You are the loser of the league.
Am I the douche here? This is a who's the douche.
You are.
I'm the douche. I have to go and I have to pay?
Yes.
Well, I mean, once this turned into a group event, Yurko, Abdallah, and I all thought that the meals were on you.
How expensive is Olive Garden? What's this going to cost me now tomorrow?
It's going to be a meal
I don't even
want
to eat.
It's not about the price, Carm. It's the friends we make along the way.
It's about us having a good time.
It's about a nice show lunch.
It's about the friends we make along the way.
When you're here, you're family.
We're family. Come on.
I'm protesting.
We've known you guys for the better part of 20 years.
Like I said, if the bet was Carmen didn't correctly pick 80% of the playoff teams, he has to take us to lunch, I'd be all in.
It is.
And I'd be taking you guys for a really good lunch.
That's the bet, but it also has to be Olive Garden. There's two parts to the bet.
That's what I don't agree. And I don't feel like I'm the douche in this scenario.
Mm. Oh, you'd be surprised.
Who's the douche? Thanks, Eric.
When you're here, you're family.
Just rain.
Here's a positive note on White Sox baseball. Positive notes.
Really?
Tickets are available for as low as $2 today.
Get out.
Says it right here.
Go to line six. Enough Danny White Sox Zetterman talk. Is on the line.
There's Danny. Okay. This is content director Danny Zetterman who can approve expenses. How do you figure I have to pay for this lunch?
Carm, here's what I don't understand. When a human being makes a bet and that person then loses the bet, it's their responsibility to pay it off.
The fiduciary.
Paying off the bet is
I have to eat there. Who said anything about me paying and footing the bill?
So it costs the company money because you lost a bet. So really the loser of the bet is Good Karma Brand here.
No. This is content, Danny. This is good content. You should understand that.
Multiple platforms, Danny.
You are the douche right now. Absolutely. You lose a bet, you pay. Yurk made a great point.
You lose a fantasy football bet
and you have to get a tattoo. You don't count on the other 10 dudes in the league to pay for it.
When Sylvie lost the bet years ago, and at Football Fest,
was in a dunk tank. Did Sylvie foot the bill for the dunk tank to come out there?
No, he didn't.
Of course not. This is insane. Nobody told me.
This is apples and oranges.
How is it apples and oranges?
Dunked in a dunk tank.
Both fruit.
And Sylvie getting dunked in a dunk tank at Football Fest was entertainment for the whole everybody.
But this,
you eating at Olive Garden is just pure enjoyment for you and the boys.
No, this will be entertainment for everybody.
Multiple
believe me.
Flat pork,
this is going to be video content gold.
Yeah.
I don't understand. The bet was, it was never said I was paying for lunch.
Because if I lost the bet and had
to pay for lunch, we'd be going somewhere other than the Olive Garden. Trust me. And I'd
be
happy
to pay. Here's the deal I'll make you, Carm. We will foot the bill for Olive Garden, but you eat what we say you eat, and you stop when we say you can stop.
No. Maybe. I'll think about that. I can't believe that I'm being forced to pay. I don't understand this.
Carm, I've never gone to my bookie and said, listen, Carm gave me advice to bet the Bears -6. They didn't cover.
Not
so
the same thing, and you know
I made the bet.
It's not the same thing, and you know it. It's not even close to being the same thing.
Listen, we'll pay, but the never-ending salad doesn't end until we say it.
All right, I don't mind.
And you eat as many breadsticks as we determine.
The salad might be the best thing. All right, I can eat the never-ending salad for you paying. I'm expecting. You better get ready to see an expense report come across your desk. That's all I'm saying.
Denied.
This is craziness. Crazy. All right, go to your meeting. Go ahead. Go to your meeting.
What'd you say? You tell him to be productive?
I said, go to his meeting. Okay. I can't believe this. I'm outraged.
I'm definitely making you eat the tiramisu.
Oh, God. Adam, please.
It's going to be delicious, Carm.
What are we going to make him eat first? The Alfredo?
I can't eat
Alfredo. The salad and breadsticks will be for the table, obviously. Alfredo. Yeah. And then it's the tour of Italy.
For the table.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Why don't we do a tour of Italy for the table? We all take a little taste.
Maybe I don't want that. Maybe I want shrimp Alfredo.
I want some calamari.
Maybe I want chicken marsala.
Oh, first of all, calamari. Yeah.
Shrimp Alfredo.
Delicious.
Who makes shrimp Alfredo? Quentin's in Jefferson Park. What's up, Quentin?
Hey there. All I like to say is that I know y'all talking about the Bears draft, so I'm going to say this. I want Marvin Harrison Jr. at number 9. If he's not at number 9, then you trade. Yeah. You trade up. Trade up.
I don't think there's any way he's there at 9, Quentin. No chance. You'd have to trade up for that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Trade up. If I want an explosive wide receiver, I want Marvin Harrison Jr.
Okay.
That's who I want.
All right.
Either trade up or trade down. And also, I'd like to give a shout out to Stacey Dales from the NFL Network, which I have a huge crush on her also, too. And I don't mind taking her to Olive Garden myself because I eat spaghetti.
Amen, Quentin. There you go. He's got a huge crush on Stacey Dales.
What's going on?
I don't know, but Quentin's not afraid to call up and say, who doesn't have a crush on Stacey Dales? That's not going out on a limb.
She's a great reporter.
Fantastic. All right.
There he goes,
Quentin. He's going to be proud to take her maybe someday.
A lasagna, chicken Alfredo, and some chicken parm. That's tour Italy. I'm looking right now.
We'll do that for the table.
At the menu. Chicken marsala.
That's for you. You're going on a tour of Italy.
Ravioli, Italy? Carbonara.
I have been to Italy, yes.
Well, this will be like you're there again. You're taking a tour.
Family style lasagna bundle.
You're there again.
When you're here, you're family.
Like Yurko said, the guy who gets a tattoo doesn't go back. What if I get my nipples pierced instead?
Yeah. Carm, this is up your alley. Chicken scampi.
Eggplant, they got shrimp
parmesan.
Scampi. You could do a tour of scampi.
Well, shrimp scampi I get. Shrimp Alfredo I've never heard
of. Five cheese ziti at Forno.
Who combines an Alfredo sauce with shrimp?
How about grilled chicken? What is this called? Grilled chicken margarita. Grilled chicken breast topped with fresh tomatoes, mozzarella, basil, pesto, and lemon garlic sauce.
Old classic. We'll just call it a margarita. Yeah.
Seafood Alfredo.
It's got pesto on it, but we'll call it a margarita.
It's an old classic.
Oh, old classic, Chris.
Everything's only all the
your grandmother used to make it.
I mean, all the entrees are like $24 a piece. It's going to be peanuts for you.
Sit down, kids. We're going to make chicken margarita. Yeah.
When you're here, your family. Just
bet against the White Sox tonight, and it'll take care of it.
Have you made the reservation?
Look at this. Ziti frita, fried mozzarella.
There might not be room for us.
Calamari.
It's pretty hopping joint.
How are we going to get in?
Shrimp frito misto. Oh, my. That's Italian.
Frito
misto. Don't eat breakfast.
Meatballs, parmigianos. spinach artichoke dip.
Five cheese ziti al forno. Five cheeses.
Toasted ravioli.
What are the five cheeses, Adam?
Five cheeses.
Asiago, Parmesan, Pecorino.
It doesn't say. It's a baked blend of Italian cheeses.
Of course.
Delicious. So all the ones with vowels.
Right. Of course. Hey, you got some salmon if you want some salmon.
I don't want salmon.
Ugh. That looks great.
312-332-3776.
Is there anybody on my side on this that thinks, well, nobody ever stipulated he had to
bet.
Pay?
You lost the bet.
But I'm paying off the bet.
You're
I'm
a loser.
Going to Olive Garden with you
You're
guys.
You're a loser.
No one's on yours. No one's on your side because this is not a punishment. You're going to like Olive
That's
Garden
a punishment.
Serves food.
Just admit it. You're afraid you might like it. I think you are.
Can you imagine?
I think you're going to be like,
this isn't so bad.
You know, this isn't horrible.
We're going to be walking out. He's going to ask for a punch card so we can return.
Yeah. The pound of sodium that's in this isn't horrible.
It's Carmen and York. We'll be right back.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Instagram at @ESPN_Chicago. Carmen and Yurko are back.
No.
This is ESPN Chicago, Chicago's Home for Sports.
No.
Tracy Butler, friend of the show. ABC 7 meteorologist.
How's Tracy doing?
Extraordinaire. Tracy says no rain tomorrow.
Good.
So I'm screwed.
Good. No rain. I like that.
I'm trying to find out what time the rain's coming tonight. Sylvie says he didn't lose a bet for the dunk tank, that it was just added value. He volunteered.
Added value.
I don't know what the added value would be. But Sylvie must have lost one of his bets over the years where, like, he didn't have to foot the bill for pulling it off. I mean, that's craziness.
I mean, listen. Different ownership group card. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Some of those wagers might have happened. I'm not blaming Craig at all. You're looking to lay blame. I'm just observing the fact that there was an ownership change.
Let's see if my paisan, Carmen, in North Riverside is on my side or not. Who's the douche here? We're going to find out. Carmen, what's up, buddy?
Carmen.
What's up, Carmen? Hey, there's no way he has to pay for this.
Thank you. Yeah. We're going to double it up now.
Tell him why.
There's no way. The bet was he had to go eat Olive Garden.
I mean, where's
the financial obligation on his end? You're going to make the poor guy eat this trash food, and he's got to pay for it?
See? Thank you. Well,
there goes the partnership with Olive Garden.
Thank you.
Right.
Well, that went out the window 20 years ago.
What if you like it, though?
I wouldn't like it.
He's not going to like it.
Of course not. Carmen knows. Oh, we know, believe me. Thank you, Paisan.
The chicken parm is fresh.
No, fresh. Fresh what? Fresh frozen.
Five cheeses, man.
Bears. Five cheeses. I love Adam. It's like the blend of five Italian
cheeses. What are the five main Italian cheeses?
Asiago, right?
What is that Italian dressing?
You got
salad?
Mozzarella. You got a Parmesan, a Reggiano.
Scamorce. Sean.
What about some bufalata, you know?
Bufalata?
I don't know. Bufalata, is that a cheese?
Are you thinking of burrata?
Burrata. Boom, I just named you five cheeses.
Sean is in Roscoe Village. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. Just let Danny know that this is like this build-up to this content. I can't wait for it.
See?
And if I didn't have to work my second job tomorrow night, I would join you at the Olive Garden in Addison. I also don't think that you should have to pay. I think your dunk tank argument is very solid in the Olive Garden Court of Law.
Yeah.
And what about when Sylvie had to eat crow? Did he pay for the crow?
That's a perfect one. I was trying to think of one of Sylvie's crazy bets over the years. So there, you just nailed it, Sean. Thank you, Sean. When Sylvie had to eat the crow, remember? Remember? And Chef Todd Stein from the Ballyhoo Group came in and he cooked, you're not going to eat crow, squab, which is pigeon, right?
Yeah, pigeon.
Did Sylvie pay for that?
I don't know.
I'm not saying he should have. Of course not.
Maybe the chef offered it.
The bet was Sylvie had to eat crow, not pay for the chef and pay for the food.
But he knew someone who brought over, and it wasn't actually crow.
Did it on the arm.
He didn't actually eat crow.
I know, it was squab.
It was squab. That's the difference.
But it's the same.
If you know a chef at an Olive Garden that can bring us a bunch of food, make it happen.
Chef at an Olive Garden. Can we just have Chef Max cook Italian food for us instead? Would you guys mind if we did that?
Yes.
You would?
I want Olive Garden.
I'll do that, but that's not the bet.
You still would have to go to Olive Garden.
So I'll dine with Mac, with Chef Max, but that's not the bet.
It's not the bet, Carm. Sorry.
Crazy.
All right. Top 10 cheeses for Italy, right? Going from 10 to 9. Casu Marzu. Do you ever have it?
I don't know what that is.
Stracciano.
Yeah, that I know.
You got?
Yeah, that I've had.
Taleggio.
Taleggio's delicious.
Taleggio.
Fontina's delicious.
Not only that, but I think he killed Don Corleone.
I think he might have.
Mascarpone.
Mascarpone, okay.
All right,
classic.
You got that right.
That's for
Fontina.
Fontina's delicious.
Okay.
Probably my favorite.
Burrata that we talked about that I misidentified. The Parmigiano Reggiano.
Parmigiano Reggiano.
Pecorino.
Yep. Pecorino's
number
awesome.
Three.
Yep.
Number two, mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
The number one cheese, according to Italians, gorgonzola.
Really?
Gorgonzola.
Which is basically
right there.
Italian blue cheese.
Blue cheese. Like. Yeah,
it's like
right?
Italian blue cheese.
Blue cheese. There you go. There's your top 10 Italian cheeses from 10 to 1.
I like it.
Gorgonzola being the best.
Let's say hi to, we'll go to Randy in Seattle. What's up, Randy?
Hey, guys. Listen, Carmen, you are absolutely not wrong.
Thank you.
They're wrong. Danny's wrong. This was a one-sided bet. If you didn't get 80%, you had to go to the Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Seriously? This ain't on you.
Right.
They're wrong.
I'm not.
Danny's wrong, and Danny should foot the bill.
Thank
you,
Randy.
Does
he have a fiduciary duty and a financial responsibility to be the loser that he is?
I am the loser.
In this situation. We understand.
When Cap had to do the walk.
You are a loser.
When Cap had to do the walk, who paid for the fat suit?
I don't know who did that.
Cap didn't pay for the fat suit.
Carmen, this type of evidence that you're bringing to the forefront here would only support your cause.
Do you know who bought the bell?
Who? Who bought the bell?
Zetterman bought the bell for the
Zetterman
walk.
Zetterman bought the bell
and
for the
fat suit.
You know who bought the bell you're holding?
Abdallah.
Me. So, yeah. Huh.
Expense it.
No.
Shame.
Mm-mm.
Shame.
Not going to do it.
Good luck with that one.
Not going to do
it.
That's
got to be pre-approved.
Good luck with that one.
It was like $7.99.
Doesn't matter. I paid for it.
I know what that says.
I paid for it. Guess what? When Chris and I want to eat some weird food.
We pay for it.
We pay for it.
That's unfair.
I don't expense it.
All of our stupid bits we pay for.
Unfair.
Except for Soup Week. That's been expensive.
Soup Week has been expensive.
Soup Week has been expensive.
Soup Week is classic. All right, we'll continue to take your calls on this and some other stuff. We got NFL draft we've been talking about. There's some phone calls on that. Cubs had a thrilling win last night out in the desert. Jesse joins us in about an hour. 312-332-3776 for Carmen in New York. We're back in 2 minutes.